We all hold on. We hold on to pain, anger, and resentment. It's human nature to cling to the familiar even when it hurts. Letting go can feel scary. It seems easier to hold on tight. But what if letting go is the key to freedom? What if releasing the past is the path to peace? We're taught to be strong. We're told to get over it and move on. But no one teaches us how to let go. It's time to learn how to release what's weighing us down. It's time to embrace the freedom that comes with letting go. We carry burdens. Past hurts, regrets, and grudges weigh us down. These burdens affect everything. They impact our relationships, our health, and our happiness. We might carry the weight of a difficult childhood. We might hold on to the pain of a broken heart. These burdens keep us stuck. They prevent us from moving forward. It's time to put down the weight. We don't have to carry it anymore. Letting go is possible, and it's the first step to living a lighter, brighter life. Letting go is not about forgetting. It's not about condoning hurtful actions. Letting go is about releasing the power those experiences have over us. It's about accepting what happened. It's about making peace with the past. Letting go is a choice. It's a conscious decision to free ourselves. We choose to stop letting our past define us. We choose to move forward with hope and courage. Letting go is a process. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Start by acknowledging what you're holding on to. What past hurts are you carrying? What grudges are you clinging to? Write them down. Get them out of your head. Recognize the impact these burdens have on your life. How are they affecting your relationships, your health, your happiness? Awareness is the first step to change. Choose to forgive. Forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you. It's a gift you give yourself. Forgiving doesn't excuse behavior. It simply releases you from the pain of the past. Section 5, A Story of Release, Finding Peace. I once knew a woman named Sarah. Sarah carried the weight of a difficult childhood. She held on to anger and resentment towards her parents. This anger affected everything in her life. One day, Sarah decided to let go. She started therapy. She wrote in a journal. She practiced forgiveness. Slowly, she began to heal. It wasn't easy. There were setbacks. But Sarah was determined to find peace. And she did. Letting go transformed Sarah's life. She was finally free to experience joy and happiness. Section 6, Embracing Imperfection. Letting go of the need to be right. We often hold on to anger because we want to be right. We want others to acknowledge our pain. But sometimes, letting go means letting go of the need to be right. It's about accepting that we can't control others. We can only control ourselves. When we let go of the need to be right, we open ourselves up to peace. We free ourselves from the burden of judgment. We allow ourselves to see things from a different perspective. Letting go of the need to be right is a powerful act of self-love. Section 7, Forgiving Ourselves and Others. The Power of Forgiveness. Forgiveness is essential to letting go. We must forgive others, and we must forgive ourselves. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to release the anger and resentment. It's about recognizing that we're all human. We all make mistakes. Holding on to anger only hurts us. It keeps us trapped in the past. Forgiveness is a gift. It's a gift we give ourselves. When we forgive, we free ourselves to move forward. We allow ourselves to experience love, joy, and peace. Section 8, The Gift of Letting Go. Freedom and Growth. Letting go is a journey. It's a process of self-discovery and growth. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. When we let go, we make space for something new. We open ourselves up to new possibilities. We allow ourselves to experience life more fully. Letting go is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It takes courage to face our pain. It takes strength to release what's hurting us. Letting go is a gift we give ourselves. It's a gift of freedom, peace, and joy. Section 9, Your Time to Soar. Embrace the journey. You deserve to be free. You deserve to live a life full of joy and peace. Letting go is the key. It's time to release the past. It's time to embrace the present moment. Start today. Take small steps. Be patient with yourself. The journey is worth it. You are capable of amazing things. Let go and soar.